So while I'm snacking here, and this is the snack episode that happens when you mess up so badly in your time planning that you have basically sweets for dinner. So apologies for that. But that's my eating behavior is not what I want to talk about today.
No.
There is this topic that's been popping up on our Twitter and social media for quite a while and quite frequently now. And I'm intrigued in it because I have zero clue about it, and you do have 100 clue about it, or whatever the opposite
I
of zero
wouldn't
clue is.
put it that way. I just briefly peeked into Blender and yeah.
So we didn't mention what it is. It's actually Blender geometry nodes.
Blender
That's what we're
geometry
talking
nodes,
about.
yeah. We want to briefly talk about Blender geometry nodes now because there is a little bit of craze going on out there about it, and rightfully so, if you ask me, because Blender decided earlier this year to add a procedural system into the software. Blender, other than in the shading context and with compositing, it used to be a destructive program, a very traditional program, hands-on program where you just created what you needed and rendered it. But now they defined a goal for the Blender Foundation, I think. I'm not totally into these organization structures there, but they defined a goal that they want to go nodes with the software. And they called this project Everything Nodes. And the very first installment of this new policy is Geometry Nodes. And Geometry Nodes is like a little Houdini inside of Blender. And it's very funny because I started using Blender due to my job at the university, because I was looking for a software that I can use with the students. And Blender came in handy because it is free, as I already mentioned, and it is very easy to learn.
Yeah, I think we touched on this last time. It
Yes.
covers a lots of bases because with a first semester student that comes from high school, goes into CG for the first time, you don't necessarily want to throw him or her or they into the full-blown procedural nuclear aircraft carrier that Houdini is.
Exactly. I don't want to do that. I want to just explain the concept, and that is very much possible with Blender. And not only that, because for a lot of things, Blender is just enough. Blender does all the things, and it is a complete package. So it comes with basically everything. You have an editor there, you have animation, you have character animation, you have rendering, but it does not stop there. You even have a compositor built in, and you have a video editing software all in one package. So you can basically do the entire production within Blender. And that is a very good thing for people starting out. And of course, Blender cannot do everything, and you will hit walls, but creative, what is the word?
For what?
So the fact that not everything is in there, that it is
Oh, the constraint, the creative
the
constraint.
constraint is basically something helpful for somebody who starts out. Now, that said, I found Blender to be quite restrictive because there was no procedural system. And there used to be a plugin created by Jacques Luc, called Animation Nodes, and that is basically what Expresso is inside of Cinema 4D, or what HScript is inside of Houdini. So
So
it's
object
basically,
level
yes,
stuff.
it is basically a wrapper for Python. So it is a wrapper, a node-based wrapper for Python, where you can just read data from objects, do calculations, write the data back to objects. Quite nice, but to be honest, not very fast. So procedures involving a lot of objects are not really possible because it just is too slow. And that is where Geometry Nodes comes in. So they actually, I think, hired Jacques Luc
Okay.
to work on something a little faster, directly integrated inside of Blender, and in conjunction to this Animation Node thing, that was a Python-based add-on. Geometry Nodes is now C++ and directly integrated into Blender. And
Really nice.
Due to that, and due to the architecture changes they made, it is a lot faster. So it's actually quite decently fast. It's not as fast as Houdini, by far not, but it's fast enough for stuff like the one rendering that you see there. I created this in Blender, with geometry nodes for one of my first tutorials regarding Blender. So you have this procedural system there, and it's really interesting to observe the coming of age of the system, basically. They started out, and I read a little bit about it, because the Blender Foundation, people at Blender are very open and really share their thoughts and their processes with the community. So you can read about what they have in mind, and they just started out and tried to implement particle nodes, I think, first. But that sort of failed. I think they did not get the architecture right, or the design choices to be made were not optimal, so they started over. And this time they did not focus on particles, but on geometry. Mm-hmm. So what geometry node is, it's basically, in Blender terms, it's a modifier, so it's a little component of the software that is capable of modifying geometry, mm-hmm. and you can define the behavior of this modifier using nodes. Mm-hmm. So the modifier points to a node tree, and the node tree defines the behavior of the modifier. The modifier then puts these changes onto the points, polygons, edges, and so on and so forth. By now they are even supporting curves and volumes even. So it is regarding the structure very much like Houdini, in SOPs, where you just define the geometry of an object inside of the object using nodes. And it does not end there. It's not just that they implemented procedural operators inside of this node network, but they implemented attributes, just like in Houdini. Mm-hmm. So you have now geometric attributes on geometry inside of Blender. So you can write any attribute to points or polygons and use it later. And that makes all the difference for me, because that means that you can actually start to build stuff with this. Because there are, of course, procedural systems where you just encapsulate the operators that you usually find in the interface inside of nodes and then stack them on top of each other. But geometry nodes is not that. It is a full-blown procedural system. It's just, at the moment, it's lacking nodes.
Yeah, I was about to ask. I mean, that sounds so promising. And it sounds like so much. So what's the status of this? Does it keep the promise it tries to make?
Yes, because it does not try to make any promises. And that's a very clever move, if you ask me. No, instead of just working years over years on one product and then just launch it, like in a commercial environment, with Blender, all of this goes very differently. They just started developing the prototype and put it out. Once they had, I don't remember, 5 functioning nodes, they put it out in the public. You could just download the beta and use it, and it was already functioning.
Those five nodes were functioning.
But for example, scattering of objects, like for environment or creation or world building, was always quite cumbersome inside of Blender, because the particle system that used to be used for these tasks was ancient and just buggy and not easy to use. And the very first nodes that implemented for geometry nodes were scattering nodes. So just scattering stuff was already a big benefit for the users. And I think I really like this paradigm of development, that they just start, put it out, you can use it, and then they draw probably a lot of feedback from the community, like what are people doing with it? Are they can they use it? Is it usable? Is it ready for production or not? And all of that is very organic, interwoven, the community and the developers. So I really like it. And since then, a lot of happened. So every week, the team pushed out new nodes and thought hard about the architecture and did a lot of architecture changes. Like, for example, by now, they added an attribute spreadsheet, just as the one that we know from Houdini. And I think that was a very clever move. Because, yeah, if you want to actually do anything, you have to have a way of visualizing your data. So while not being complete by far, the stuff that is there is really well thought out and actually really usable.
So what is there and what isn't?
Well, actually, what is there for now is the basic mathematical functions on attributes. Uh-huh. So you can just write attributes to geometry. You can read attributes from geometry. And then there is high-level functions like subdivision surfaces or triangulating geometry. You can work with curves. You can read curves. You can distribute objects on curves. You can then turn these objects into volumes and then render them as smoke and stuff like that. There is even stuff like ray casting to trace rays and then read attributes from the hit point.
Nice.
And you have proximity functions like the closest point on surface. You, of course, have a scattering node where you can create points on the surface of a different object and stuff like that. So all the basic stuff is actually there. I can show you a screenshot of one of my tutorials. That is how it looks like in Blender. So it's a dedicated editor, the geometry nodes editor. And you have a lot of nodes that you can wire together just like in Houdini. And it is the same principle as in Houdini. You are not wiring distinct values, but you are wiring this large geometry stream. And okay, that is, in programming terms, a structure
yeah.
containing all the data, including all the attributes.
Yeah.
And then you can just operate on this geometry stream. And as you can see here, the big difference to other node systems is that the parameters of the nodes are displayed, as always in Blender, directly on the nodes and not in some sort of attribute manager. And while this sometimes does not work that well with very large nodes, here you see that they put a lot of effort into reducing the parameters on the nodes, mm-hmm. keep them simple, only have the essential stuff there. And with these short parameter lists, I think the concept is very nice because you don't need a second editor.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go to the node, change the stuff directly and immediately. So all of this is very promising. But as you might expect, there are, of course, areas that are not perfect.
Which are?
Which are dealing with attributes. Because okay. In Houdini, you have VEX. And okay. if you really want to go about doing something complicated with attributes, you probably want to drop an attribute warp or something. And that is not yet inside of Blender. So mm-hmm. instead, you use nodes where you specify the attribute for the node to work on. And then you just dial in an operation like add.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
quite cumbersome,
yeah. actually. But they are working on a solution. I think there are different ideas out there. One of them is called, I think, the attribute processor, where they are actually thinking of a different kind of nodes like VEX,
mm-hmm.
where you can just work with the attributes instead of the geometry only.
Mm-hmm.
So yes.
It is weird how they come to the same conclusions as Side Effects did a few decades earlier.
Absolutely, because they are not looking at the competition. It's very funny, but they're not looking at the competition at all. They are really making this up from within.
I mean, legally, I think they have to claim this, but do you believe them?
Yeah, I believe them. I really believe them. Of course, probably somebody mentioned something regarding different software to them, but as far as I know, they don't look too much into solutions that other people came up with, because I have the feeling that they really want to come up with unique solutions
mm-hmm.
and just aim for something that works in their mind without looking at what other people did. And that is something you find in many areas of Blender, just a very different way of doing things. Sometimes awkward, sometimes just great.
Interesting. I mean, but what is your, do you have any projection on that? Do you think it's going to go far, or do you think it's going to go the route that some of those open source projects or some parts of some open source projects sometimes go, that there's a lot of hype in the beginning and that they sometimes get neglected in the future?
I, of course, cannot tell. But with Blender, I have the feeling things will go differently
okay.
because they have the Blender Development Fund.
Mm.
So they just have a structure that supports development, and developers are not only volunteers from the community, but they just have a...
They have goals.
They have goals, and they actually have stuff.
They have resources.
Programmers that do stuff. And I think the idea is that these guys employed at the Blender Foundation or the Blender Institute, I don't know how the... Sorry for that. Now just my laptop turned
laptop
off.
Laptop died.
The guys working there, I think they just want to come up with the architecture and the core functionality. And then implementing all these diverse nodes that do stuff will be left to the community. Because, of course, Blender is an open source project and it relies heavily on people just contributing. And I think they will, because already it started that a lot of people are just contributing new nodes. And as long as the basic system is worked on, I don't think it will just die. I'm pretty sure it will be extended further and further.
The community providing high-level nodes for it and those nodes being shipped with default standard production releases sounds like a Q&A nightmare.
Probably. I have no clue. I think the way it works is if you want to add something, you just fork, mm-hmm. Patch, and then just put it up for inspection. And some of the core developers then just have to review your work and decide if it goes into core. So if it will become part of Blender. So there is a level of quality control there. And if you work with Blender, you actually find it to be very, very polished and stable. Something you usually cannot tell about open source projects.
Not all the time.
And with Blender, that was very different. So I sort of fell in love with Blender because I really appreciate the possibility to come up with procedural solutions directly in Blender, especially with my students in mind, to introduce them to the concept of proceduralism because, although it is quite similar to Houdini, it is far more approachable. It is a lot easier. The nodes are more high level and there are fewer of them and you don't have any contexts and stuff. So just starting out with proceduralism is perfect inside of Blender.
So the remaining question or the questioning hovering above this all is geometry nodes gonna annihilate Houdini?
No. Probably not. I don't think they want to do that. Blender is there for the people. It's not there to just take over different software. And of course, it won't be possible because into Houdini there went years and years and years of work since I think 1993 or even earlier.
Yeah, something like that.
1987.
I think it was one of the very, or maybe second generation CG tools in existence at all.
So just imagine how much man years went into this software.
Yeah, but then again, I think Blender's been around for quite a while as well.
That's true. Blender has been around for quite a while, but not doing proceduralism. And probably they are very much capable of doing something like Houdini. I just don't think they want to. Because Blender is a software for everybody, for the community, not for TDEs doing high-end visual effects or commercials or stuff. And I think the level of sophistication that Houdini provides, it would be too much for the goals of Blender. But that's, of course, my two cents on this. I actually don't know.
Interesting. I mean, it's difficult to judge from the outside because there's so much hype going on there. And yeah. I think people project what they wish this project to be into it. And that might not always be realistic. Let's put it that way.
No, absolutely. There really, I'm just thinking about new tutorials to do about geometry nodes. And more often than not, I just hit walls where stuff that I want to create is just not possible to create. Yeah. You cannot directly write again. I have to tinker with my energy saver settings because I'm running on battery here. You for example, cannot easily write colors to the vertices of your mesh and then use them in rendering. You can do, but only using workarounds, or it's not possible to just address one vertex by providing an ID number. So a lot of stuff is just plain impossible with geometry nodes. But let's see where it goes. Let's see what comes.
Let me ask you this one thing. Do you think geometry nodes is going to have an impact on the community? So the people who use Houdini in a certain way, who use Blender in a certain way. Because Blender until now has been notoriously used in hard surface modeling, maybe a bit of sculpting. But I think most projects I've seen were basically this trope of the sci-fi helmet done and rendered beautifully in Blender. So now with more procedural approaches, how do you see the community developing?
I think that pays off for using Blender as a more professional product.
Mm-hmm.
If you look closely, you see that Blender gets more and more embraced by the industry here and there.
Yeah.
So more and more studios use it for, I don't know, prototyping or developing environments or whatever, or modeling. And I think the addition of Geometry Nodes really will help with that, to just make sure that it can be used in production more. And not only that, but there is another thing the Blender guys did, and that is just recently focusing on creating LTS versions, so long-term support versions.
Yeah.
Instead of updating every 2 weeks, they now have versions that they support, I think, a year or even longer.
Yeah.
And that and Geometry Nodes was probably two good reasons for studios to consider just using Blender, because, you know, it's free. And not only that, there is just a massive community of artists out there.
Yeah.
A lot of people are using Blender, and it's probably easy to find artists doing
Might
so.
Be, yeah.
So I would like to see that, actually, because I really like Blender, and I think maybe to conclude this little chat, that Blender and Houdini are just perfect companions, not only because both are quite nice programs, but because the icons are both orange. So they go nicely in the start menu.
I think that's a good conclusion. I think that's amicable. Amicable?
Lovely. Sweet.
Very peaceful, sweet, and lovely indeed.
Absolutely. Go for the orange icons.
So, I think Blender is definitely on my list. Geometry Nodes especially, thanks to your tutorials. And if you guys want to know more about Blender, about Houdini proceduralism, if you want to support us, you know it, entagma.com, our Patreon. Like, subscribe, comment, support.
Interact with us.
If you have any topics that you wish us to discuss or rant about, or maybe just ramble on about, just let us know in the comments.
Yeah, and that would be great.
I think until next time, from the two of us,
so it is cheers
and goodbye.